Remember when Tim Conway had a partner?
God damn, am I getting tired of this?
No, no, not Doug Steckler. The next one. The guy who doesn't show up.
Shut up!
Yeah, him! He's not here. It's Tim Conway, and Brian Whitman's not here. On 97.1, SoCal's FM talk station.
Get your freaking act together here!
Studs.
All right, welcome everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian David Whitman. Let's get into this. Brian Whitman is not here tonight, and I have a sneaky suspicion that he may have heard the audio today from the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show. Now, this all started about 2 weeks ago when Frosty said he was going to have an imaginary party. And Frank had asked him who he was going to invite from the station, but you have to leave one person out. And he went through the whole lineup on the station. Of course, he invited, you know, Adam and Teresa. You know, Frank and Frosty were invited. Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, John and Jeff. And the one person that he didn't invite to his imaginary party was Brian Whitman. And that sort of set him off. But before that happened, there was a run-in that the two of them had at KCAL, where Brian Whitman asked Frosty if he wanted to go to a movie, go to that that Jimmy Carter movie, the Jimmy Carter documentary, and Frosty declined, and that sort of, I believe that hurt Brian Whitman's feelings. And then the imaginary party happened, and then that sort of escalated to, been a part of this, but I thought that there was some tension between them, like they're really trying to become good friends, and possibly even roommates. I think they'd get along fantastic. But Frosty has taken it a step further and has said some things today that have kept Brian Whitman home. And we're going to play some of that audio today. And I got to be honest with you. I didn't hear it today only because I was with my daughter. I was at the park with my daughter, and I came home, and my wife said, "Did you listen to Frosty, Heidi, and Frank?" I said, "No, I went out to the beach and with my daughter." And when I'm in with the car with my daughter, she has to watch the DVDs or else she screams in my ear for a half hour. So I sacrifice Frosty, Heidi, and Frank for the screaming Tasmanian devil that sits behind me.
Oh, Babu.
Yeah. Oh, Babu now. But how about shutting that DVD player off? And she goes, apes. All right. All right. So this is the audio. And again, I'm listening for the first time, but from what I understand from Randy and Jerry and Gina, have you heard it, Gina?
Can't wait.
All right. At least Jerry and Randy said it's pretty good. All right, here's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank keeping Brian Whitman home tonight. Oh, boy.
If you've been listening to the whole show, like I tell you to, or listening to the whole station like you should be, then you've probably heard about the saga between Frosty and Whitman. And it's continued because
it's
we talked about it.
Oh, my God.
We talked about it yesterday and played a little bit of Conway and Whitman and their comments about, I don't even know how this started. How did this all start, this Whitman-Frosty thing?
I don't know the Jimmy Carter
thing, and then it escalated because of some other thing. And then now it's like this volley back and forth between our show and their show, discussing what happened on our show and what's happening on their show. And Randy Wang, one of their producers, put together like some more clips of what they talked about on their
show. I can tell Frosty's real happy with this. His show has turned into his relationship with Brian Whitman. Just as he thought he's not getting enough flack from the callers and from Heidi and from Frank, now he's getting it from our listeners and Brian Whitman, and he's probably exhausted.
Our show last night, after we talked about their show yesterday on our show.
Well, we didn't say that much about it. I was trying to put it to bed yesterday with my closing comments.
You only threw flame on the fire.
Oh, God.
Is that possible? In this case, probably.
Yeah. Flamers on the fire. So, I do have more clips of this.
What now?
So,
what now?
Conway and Whitman commenting on Frosty's comments about Whitman yesterday.
Fun to speculate and to suppose of what we would get you as a couple.
What is your type of furniture in your house? Would you use yours or his?
This is not happening. I have a leather couch that I enjoy.
Probably use that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what kind of couch he has.
Maybe your refrigerator?
Right, yeah. We'll use Frosty's fridge. He probably has a nice fridge. We'll use that.
You may want to bring both.
Well, he can come over and size up my stuff and, you know, see what he likes. And
you might be a two-fridge family.
tag.
I think you would take turns being the guy and the girl.
Okay.
I think you would. Well, you wouldn't want to always be the girl.
Tim, I date women. And
well, that's going to stop. Frosty wouldn't have any of that.
I'm in love with men.
You better say so long to all the women you know.
Right, to all the girls I've loved before.
I bet he would not even entertain the thought of you doing
right,
that anymore.
He'd be outraged. You hear him. He'd be outraged. In his apron, I'd come in, and he'd be in the kitchen in his apron, like, cooking something, because he works middays and I work nights, and he'd say, where are you going this weekend? I'd say, oh, quiet, you bitch.
Right, and you'd get all naked and rub up against
get
him.
Get out of here. Stop it.
You okay. Didn't mention that. Doesn't mean I think of Jimmy Carter all the time. He's just one very small thread in my Afghan life.
Okay, your Afghan life. By the way, real men don't use the term Afghan life.
He's not selling himself as a real man. He's trying to get you to move in with him.
Thread in an Afghan. It's a cliche, but it's true. I mean, opposites do attract. I think
is
similar
he a
is
nut?
Repel in this case.
opposites do attract. What are they talking about? This is not happening.
He says you're too similar. Opposites attract.
Is he really pondering a relationship?
I think you both are on a certain level.
You're a nut.
I don't think you're as far along as Frosty is, but I think
don't go any farther.
I think
along.
You drive home and you think to yourself, could I be? Oh, no, I couldn't. Could I? No, I couldn't. And then those thoughts get longer and longer. Hey, I was wondering maybe if Frosty and I moved. No, I can't do that. If we had one income, man, would that be? No, I can't do it. And those thoughts get longer and longer and longer until they fill up your 24-hour day.
Right, Tim.
And then you move in with the guy.
Right, exactly. That's how it happens.
That's how it happens.
Please tell me that's the
last
one.
If I were gay, and I'm not, but if I were, I wouldn't want some big, fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny guy like that. Because I'm that. It's like, are you kidding me?
He's talking about himself.
I'm that.
I seriously thought that Frosty was talking about himself, but it turns out Brian Whitman was right. He was talking about Brian Whitman.
It's like, are you kidding me?
Oh, no.
That guy knows
he's
that.
Talking about
he's
you.
He's talking about me.
Uh-oh. Now we've gone to the next level.
Call me those words.
We've now described Brian Whitman as if he were a gay guy looking at you. This is why you can't be a couple. If you're going to be a couple, he can't talk about you like that in public.
Of course not.
That's outrageous.
It's outrageous to do to a coworker.
No, it's outrageous to talk about your husband that way. What, wouldn't you leave a guy if he talked about you like that?
Get out of here.
Wouldn't you? If you were in a gay relationship and the guy...
I'm not!
I'm asking you if you were! If you were in a gay relationship and a guy went on the air and described you this way.
But if I were, I wouldn't want some big, fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny guy like that.
Yes, I'd pack up the dogs and
all the other... Yeah, you'd say, what the F are you talking about?
And he'd come home to an empty house. Frosty would come home to an empty house. An empty peach house.
And he deserves an empty house when he describes you like that.
With green trim that the previous heterosexual owner painted, Mr. Kramer.
Fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny guy like that. Fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny, fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny, fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny, fat, pasty,
turn
white,
the whole
blobby,
thing
shiny,
I'm
fat,
trying
pasty,
to.
White, blobby, shiny, fat, pasty, white, blobby, fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny, fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny, fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny, fat, pasty, white, blobby, fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny, 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 fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny,
just shut the audio of that one off then.
I can't. The button's stuck.
Turn it all down. Shut it down.
No. Reboot the computer.
I can't do that. It's reset.
Shiny, fat, pasty, white, blobby, 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 shiny,
turn that switch off,
Jerry. I can't move it.
I don't give a crap. Right, right, says, do something.
Turn it goddamn off. I'm not going to sit here and listen to this.
White, blobby, shiny, fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny, fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny. I mean, I may be desperate for friends. Okay, I am desperate for friends. But I'm not going to settle for a friend like Brian Whitman. Oh,
what in the world?
What the hell?
And what is so mother effing wrong with me, fatso? What makes me so goddamn undesirable? I make a good living. I have a nice personality.
Yeah, I would like to the answer to that question, Frosty.
Decent sense
what
of humor.
What makes this man so undesirable? And please.
What an arrow.
Take 10 minutes if you like.
What a dart to throw through my heart. Like you're the ultimate friend. Like you have a line through Burbank all the way down into Glendale. People lined up to be your goddamn friend. You're the loneliest man on the radio.
I tell you, this is entertaining. It really is to listen to these two guys go after each other, especially the sexual tension that is there, but it's not there, but it's there. It's odd, isn't it?
I've never been so offended. Even Tom Lykus has not offended me like this.
Oh. I can hold out and do much better if I just wait.
No, you can't, pal. That's right, Frank. He's been waiting forever. He's been waiting for goddamn ever. Well, you just keep on waiting and waiting and waiting, and then you'll be in goddamn Forest Lawn, and you'll still be waiting, fatso.
Those were some highlights for Conway Whitman last night.
You done now.
All right. Anyway, that's what happened last night on our show, and then they played on theirs, and then... Evidently, Brian Whitman heard this today because he called shortly after the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show ended and said, I'm not coming in, and I'd like to talk to Jack Silver about this on Monday. So evidently, there are some raw feelings now, or some hurt feelings, and it's getting too close to home. But we will continue playing this. If you'd like to chime in, maybe you heard this afternoon on Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, and your opinion on what's happening here. This is blown up like a big bowl of F. It used to be just rather playful, but from what I understand, it gets pretty serious here. All right? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Here we go. Hold on to your seats, gang.
Oh, my God.
Conway Whitman, 8 o'clock at night when the show's on.
This saga between Frosty and Whitman is escalating.
I took notes during that, and before I get to any of that, I've got to just respond to one thing. Why is he undesirable as a friend? I think Tim asked that very probing question.
You can take as much time as you like, he said.
I don't need 10 minutes, Tim. I need 2 seconds for one word. Two words. He's insane. The man is insane. He's imbalanced. Can't you hear it in his voice? Some would say that I'm insane like that. Some would say that I'm overly emotionally imbalanced. I don't want a mirror image of myself, essentially, in the room with me. And there's nobody's moving in with anyone anyway. This is not about a relationship. It's not about becoming homosexuals and moving in and sharing a refrigerator. It's about him asking me weeks ago, this was like last fall, to go to a Jimmy Carter viewing. Some sort of documentary with Jimmy Carter building houses for the natives of Botswana or something.
Yeah.
And I didn't think that sounded like a good time. So I very politely rebuffed his email invitation. That was the end of it. Now, Brian took that email to the air. So you talk about something that shouldn't be aired. Tim was mentioning that as well. How about you don't mention private emails?
Okay.
So they started this.
I have a question for you, Frosty. Just out of curiosity, you said you're not that into Jimmy Carter. You weren't interested in going to see
that. No, he totally misunderstood.
You do like Jimmy Carter.
If I had gotten that documentary for you, let's say I went on Amazon.com and I found it.
Frank's comment. You are into Jimmy Carter, right?
You do like Jimmy Carter.
If I had gotten that documentary for you, let's say I went on Amazon.com and I found it, thought, oh, Frosty loves documentaries, likes Jimmy Carter. Would you watch that documentary at home by yourself?
No, I don't know how to make this more clear. I'm not into Jimmy Carter.
All right.
It's like, you know, it's like this. If you ever mention one thing to one person one time, there used to be someone who worked here who's not here anymore, and I happened to mention one time about a particular painting or like a picture, an imitation painting of some Monet or whatever that I found at a thrift store and I thought was cool and I stuck it in the wall and I still have it. Now, keep in mind, that's the only thing hanging on my walls. I'm not into paintings. You've seen my house.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the only thing on a hook is that. I'm not into pictures. I'm not into wall decorations. I'm not into artists. I don't even really know who Monet is. And every time I'd pass the guy in the hall, he'd start talking about Monet. He thought I was really into Monet because of that one little comment.
People are trying to connect with
you
in any way they can.
For some reason, thinks that I'm this Jimmy Carter
This didn't start. I mean, it actually started with the Jimmy Carter thing, and then you rejecting his email, not even reading it. And then he addressed you on KCAL 9 because sometimes we go on with them on television.
Yeah.
And that's where it came up face to face, and you discussed it there, which was hilarious.
Right.
And then we talked about the imaginary party. And the fact that you weren't going to invite Whitman. So you took it to the next level. You could have said...
Your brain party.
I would have invited Whitman and then not invited somebody else.
Well, whoever
but knowing
else
Whitman
I wouldn't have
is
invited.
Emotionally unstable, you still chose to choose him not to come to the party.
I was
knowing
answering
that
honestly.
He'll probably freak out and go crazy like he's doing.
Yes, and I didn't tailor my answer because it might hurt someone's feelings. I gave you an honest answer.
Okay.
The list is very small to choose from. We were talking full-time air staff. And we're not talking weekenders. We're not talking people in the next room like Steve and Krista who aren't on the air. So to speak. So that limits it to just like 6 or 8 people. And of those, someone has to be crossed off.
I guess what...
And I just happened to cross off Brian,
And now he
took
that
personally.
But you should
have expected a response like this.
I mean, well, but see, now I will defend Frosty here. When somebody says, I'm having an imaginary party and you're not invited, I don't know if I could get it up to even respond to that. And that should have been Whitman's response. It should have been, who gives an F?
I'm quitting.
No, wait, hold on a sec, Brian. But for some reason, that I don't know what Brian was going through, but that hurt his feelings that he wasn't invited to an imaginary party. And he responded and then went back and forth. And it's gotten to the level where Brian now is sitting on the sidelines because he has been attacked by yet another show here on 97.1 Free FM. I mean, it's been, you know, Carolla has mentioned Brian Whitman, Tom Likas, Danny Bonaducci, and Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. And I'm sure that Brian thinks it's some kind of conspiracy. We all got together at Nate and Al's and said, you know, let's try to attack this guy. But I guarantee that that's not the way it shook down. And I'm not sure what happened between the relationship between Frosty and Brian Whitman. I don't know how that soured, because both of them are, you know, decent people who have a lot of things going on in life. And they, and you know, neither one should concentrate on not being friends with the other one. I mean, it really is an odd dynamic going on at the station. It really is. It's getting very interesting and a lot of fun to play on the air as well. All right. Here's all the comments that have been made about Brian Whitman by the air staff of this station. And it's odd that everybody is directing, you know, their sort of negativity on Brian Whitman. I don't know what the guy's done. Here it is.
Brian Whitman is a very talented sidekick. Brian Whitman is a better sidekick than Danny is. But I don't think for a hot second that Brian Whitman would be a better host than Danny Bonaducci.
Right. The beginning of my personal MySpace meltdown is bad. But what's happening tonight is so perfect that, and we don't have guests, so we don't do anything on Thursdays, right? I can tick about whatever I want.
Yeah, we do nothing on Thursdays.
No, we do not do nothing on Thursdays.
But you know what I mean.
Bitch, we entertain. What, are you out of your mind? We do nothing on Thursdays? Well, not just show up.
Well, you know what I mean.
Why don't you have Whitman show up if we're going to do nothing? Oh, just kidding, Whitman. You were a butt to me once and I had to get even.
There you go.
We've seen them come and we've seen them go. By the way, every one of them has tried to start something with me. They've all tried to get me into a feud with them, get me into a fight with them. Big waste of time. It's bad enough that our own station, Brian Whitless, is on the air trying to drag me into a feud, which it won't happen. You can keep trying. It's not going to happen. I've seen the results, by the way, of his attempt to cause like a little feud between us. How's that done for the ratings? Find out tonight at 8. I'll save the good news for Brian. He can tell you how well that's going.
All right. I don't know what's going on, man. But a lot of guys taking shots at BW. All right, we're going to play the rest of this. It gets really, really thick when it comes to insulting Brian Whitman. He takes some massive shots in the next portion of the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show, enough to keep him home tonight. All right? And a lot of stations wouldn't do this. I mean, if, you know, Al Rantel was taking shots at Larry Elder, they'd never play it on the air. You know?
My life is hell.
If Bill Handel was going after, you know, Brian Suits, you think they'd play that on the air? Probably not. But this station, I don't know, man, it seems to love to drag out that dirty laundry, and I'm a big fan of it myself. So we'll continue to play it, and it gets real crazy in the next portion here. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Whitman's out tonight. He'll be back Monday, maybe, after he talks to management. But very pissed off about what happened during the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show today. They've been Frosty and Whitman have been exchanging insults for quite some time now, and it's gotten pretty heated in the last week and a half. And they talked about it this morning. Brian evidently heard it and called management and said, I'm staying home. And I believe this is why.
I think, Frosty, that if you were forced to spend a day from 8 in the morning until 8 at night.
I say they should do the show one night.
Secretly,
no.
I think
Frosty
you
and
would,
Whitman do the show together one
no.
night.
You would have a good- That's a great idea. It doesn't sound like Frosty's into it, but that would be a fantastic show. Or how about a boxing match between the two of them? Look at that.
Great
it'd
time.
It'd be a great show.
No,
I think
it would not.
At the end of the day, you'd hate to admit it, but you go, you know what?
We were fabulous.
We had a fabulous day.
Well, you
day.
Just keep thinking about that fabulous day, but it ain't going to happen.
They shared Why ice cream cones.
Are you afraid he'd outshine you?
No, I just couldn't take him. I wouldn't make it to mid-morning. By 9 or 10, I'd be going, where's the gun? He's too much to take for that long. You heard just that let 2 minutes of listening to him, I'm exhausted.
He might not
I'm
be.
Mentally exhausted.
You're amazed at the ability of Tim to put up with Whitman for that long every
I
night.
Am. And can you hear how Tim has sort of this now I think Tim is one of the most intelligent people
oh, yeah.
you'll ever meet. His brain is Mensa Society level. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. That is the furthest from the truth, but the compliment is nice.
Mm-hmm. I think he can convince himself because he is very smart. Okay, put up with it. This is what's paying the mortgage. This is what I do to be able
you
to
don't
make
think he's happy either?
I think he's miserable
well,
working
Tim
with Brian. I really,
wow.
really do. And
yeah.
you can almost hear in his voice sometimes, Tim
we should move in together.
Has this monotone like a whip.
Now, that's not true. Now, that is simply not true. I've always said that Brian Whitman is the most talented voice guy on the planet when it comes to either radio or television. Nobody does impersonations like that man. Nobody. Nobody on the planet. And if he were a little more motivated, he could have his own, you know, stage show in Las Vegas doing all those characters and make, you know, $2 or $3 million a year. The problem is you got to get up and do it. But I think, you know, I have a tremendous amount of respect for the guy. I think the guy is the funniest voice guy and the best voice guy ever in the history of television, radio, or film.
A whipped, pee-whipped husband.
Yeah.
He puts up with it because it's his lot in life and is what he has to do. I think that comes through sometimes in Tim's voice. That he really is thinking of, oh, did I leave the toaster on?
You think he'd rather be working with somebody else?
I think so, yeah.
Because that's not true. That's not true. And that may have been what really pissed him off, though, this audio right here.
I think Brian Whitman in the same room for what? Is it 4 hours? 8 to 11?
Yeah.
3 hours? Whatever the math is.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of Brian Whitman every night. He probably hates to walk in the room. Now, if Brian Whitman just came in for a short break, if it was the Brian Whitman 5-minute segment, I think everything would be fine. You guys
only 5 minutes of Whitman is what you're saying.
I think it'd be
tolerable
for Tim in the way that I think you guys would probably have a better day at work here at 97.1 if I only came in and did like from 10:30 to 10:35 and then
yeah,
left.
Yeah,
all right. So he reserves the same annoyance level for himself.
You really think so?
I think so.
No, you're wrong.
That's what
I
was just saying.
You.
That. Yeah,
I
yeah,
love
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I can hear the
You've
low.
Seen the ratings.
No.
Right. Without you, we're dead in the water.
Wouldn't be a mistake.
Seriously.
Nobody wants the Frank and Heidi show.
Can we?
If you kill over, we're calling Whitman. Like, you've already set it up that he's basically your clone.
That's true. I mean, if for some reason Frosty had a major heart attack, they could slide Whitman right in there and just call him Frosty, and nobody would know the difference. Other than the fact that you know, Brian can't play piano, and but maybe Brian adds voices, and that's and then I do the show at night with Dead Frosty next to me. That's interesting. Frosty dies, Whitman takes his spot, and they put Frosty's body in that chair. I love the quiet.
Yes. Oh, and we set so Tim free because then he can pick somebody new to work with, and we got Whitman.
Yeah.
How is saying...
It's really the best scenario is this you leave.
And the show can be called 2.5...
The best scenario is you leave.
Half men, because the two of you and me, I'm like half a man.
Wait, yes. Who's leaving? Me
Sir
or him?
Done.
I have a mortgage to pay, too. How is me...
No, we all.
I know we're in the break, but how is me saying to someone, look, nothing personal, but you're so much like me. I already have me, so I really don't need you. You're not really going to accentuate or add anything to my life. How is that a negative put down?
I'll tell you why.
Why is he offended by that?
Because of your lack of experience in heterosexual relationships or a sexual relationship at all. When you're letting somebody down and you're breaking up with them, the excuse that it's not you, it's me.
Horrible.
Never flies. It never is.
All right. Let's take some calls on this. Brian in West Hills, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how's it going?
All right.
Friend? I was calling in because I am just sick and tired of this feuding going on with Brian Whitman. I got so angry about it today. I actually called Jack Silver directly and expressed my disappointment with this whole situation.
Right. And what is it that angers you?
What's that?
What is it that angers you?
Just he keeps seeming to pick fights with like everybody, and then I have to sit there listening to this inane babbling about I don't like him because of this, I don't like him because of that. It's so sickening.
Who's picking the fight though? Who are you complaining about?
Brian Whitman.
Oh, I see.
I mean, everybody seems to be, saying that he is the aggressor. I mean, first it started with Tom Likas, and now he's going after Frosty, and it's just, I'm tired of listening to this, so I called Jack.
All right. Well, and then what did Jack say?
He was very annoyed at how I was able to get his phone number.
You know what? Then you reached the right guy. If there was a guy who's angry as F at any point during the day, you reached the right man. All right, buddy. Well, we thank you for calling.
Put some headphones on, bitch.
All right, please. Tino in Huntington Beach, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, I just want to say that, Brian is so extremely talented, but if he keeps up, not showing up for work and teaming up with you, he's going to blow it over there. And then he's not going to be able to work in this town at all, as you know. This town, word gets around fast. And I don't know why he lets these triplets get upset, mostly Frosty. No talented people. They don't have the same talent as Brian does, man.
I disagree with that. I think their numbers show it, too. They got a 6.1 in their ratings. And on the record, and I've said this to Jack Silver off the air and management here, that this station is very fortunate to have that Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show. And I'll tell you why. They could be doing mornings on any station in Los Angeles and double their salary tomorrow if they wanted to. And that is the truth. And so this station should thank their lucky stars that these three are working during the day, because they are that good and compelling, and people listen to it. And the chemistry between the three of them is unavailable on any other show. So I think that is, Tino, I think you're 100% wrong, young man. Let's talk to Brian in Compton. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, what's up, Conway?
Hey, how are you?
All right. I think you need to get Whitman on that drinking show on Monday.
Yeah, there was some word about that. I think I was talking to Randy, and he said that Frank had invited Brian Whitman onto the drinking show Monday.
Yeah, you should get him on the second hour when he had a little bit of booze in him.
Yeah, but the only problem is Brian usually stays up late, and I don't know if he could get up at, 9 a.m. to drink.
Just lie to him. Tell him you're going to go buy him a cheeseburger or something.
Yeah, he's not a professional like myself. I could get up at 9 and drink, no problem. All right, buddy, we'll try to work that out. Thank you for calling. All right, let's talk to, how about Josh in Anaheim? You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, wow, where to begin about this thing? First of all, don't you think that maybe you and Frank have more to do with this feud than Whitman and Frosty?
I that's possible. I think we may help fuel it. But when I tell Brian Whitman seriously that I think he would be a happy guy if he got out and socialized more, and then he makes an attempt to, like with Frosty, and is rebuffed, I think that really is a sensitive area for him. I don't think, even if I didn't mention it, I think he'd have the same response to it.
Well, I think getting out and socialize is a little different than telling him he should move in with Frosty, and it's even Bed Bath & Beyond picking out a refrigerator. And Frank telling Frosty, every time Frosty says, I'm a huge Frosty, Heidi, and Frank fan,
right?
So I listen to him every day while I'm at work, but every time Frosty says something about this, Frank has to chime in with he's just got to keep it going and keep it going. And I really honestly believe that if you and Frank would drop it, then there probably wouldn't be much of a problem.
I don't know. I mean, obviously we could try that, but I think that, you know, that Frosty is a major part of that show and Brian is a major part of this show. So it has really nothing to do with what you know, I do or what Frank and Heidi does. I mean, you know, Frosty's going to mention it either way. Brian's going to mention it either way. And I think the only thing that Frank and I do is play the clips during the show to get the reaction. And I think that's it. You know, if we totally ignored Frosty talking about Brian and they totally ignored Brian talking about Frosty, this would be like any other radio station on the planet. You know, it would be like, you know, KBC or KFI or The Wave or K Earth, where, you know, or KLOS, where nobody really goes after each other on the air. And I think it's entertaining. And I think it's different that way. And that's one of the reasons we do it. Dave in Toluca Lake, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
Hey there. I love you guys. I think Whitman is very talented. But I got to tell you, man, as a listener, I'm very fed up with him being out all the time. And it's all the time. And I wanted to offer to you that, being that I'm in Toluca Lake, I got the cell phone charged up, and I will go to his house and knock on the door to tell him that, if you'd like.
Do you know where he lives?
No. If you tell me where he lives, I'll go. I won't talk to the guy or nothing.
Yeah, I'd hate to do that. Then you kill him. I'd feel bad.
Nah, I wouldn't kill him.
You promise not to kill him?
Swear to God I won't kill him.
Double promise?
Just want to knock on his door and say, dude, go to work. Come on.
All right, but you double promise not to kill him.
I'll go triple, man.
Triple promise?
Triple.
All right, hold on one sec. Hey, give that guy Brian's address. All right, Philip in L.A., you're on 97.1 Free FM.
I love this stuff, man. I can't get enough of it.
Well, you can get more of it if you go to the website, 971freefm.com. You can podcast and download the entire Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show today and all this week when they've been going at it. I think I'm with you, Philip. I think it's entertaining as hell. All right, it is the Conway and Whitman show. Whitman's out tonight. Maybe he'll be back on Monday. He has a big discussion with management early Monday. And hopefully he'll be sitting in that seat come 8 o'clock Monday. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
He's Conway. He's Whitman. Oh, wait a minute. No, he's Whitman. Who cares? There'll be another guy in here in 2 weeks.
Brian will be reporting in by speakerphone.
Conway and Whitman, 97.1 KLSX, the FM talk station.
Alrighty, everybody. The feud continues here. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. It is Friday, about 12 minutes to 9 o'clock here. And coming up at 9 o'clock, we're going to have your favorite jokes. We like to do it almost, each and every Friday. And the winner is going to get a prize. And then open phones 10 p.m. And Robin with the news at 9. A big night. Full night here at 97.1. All right, the feud between Frosty and Brian Whitman continues. And, of course, we could, you know, not play it. And we could do a topic like, do you think the animal shelters are treating dogs properly? Hey, do you think the LAUSD really cares about the kids? Hey, do you think people in Malibu should have their own, you know, should pay for their own firefighting services? You know, all those topics where you just take call after call and a guy agrees or a guy disagrees. But I think this personal stuff, whenever I hear Likas mention anybody else at the station, I stop and I turn the radio up, or Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, or Adam Carolla. And I think people like to know. You know, people like to hear this stuff. And if they don't, well, you know, at 9 o'clock, we'll do something else. All right, let's talk to William in Long Beach. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
What's going on, Long
Beach? Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm not bad, man. Hey, this is great radio. You know, this is what... It's people's private lives and personal feelings that are airing. It's great radio.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's, you know, you don't get it. It's almost like reality radio.
It's reality radio. I mean, yeah, that's, it's like, that's, you know, but the big thing here is that Frosty doesn't like Whitman because Frosty hates himself. And most fat people don't like other fat people. It makes them uncomfortable to be around other fat people.
Well, I'm sure if he's listening, he probably enjoyed those 30 seconds. Who's the woman yelling in the background?
That would be my lovely African dream, my wife.
You got to go deal with her because now she's starting to swear, and we can't really air that. But he has a wife yelling at him in the background. Oh, Bobo. I'm going to tell you what guys put up with nowadays, man. Jesus Christ. Let's talk to Gabriel in Long Beach. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Timmy Conway, man.
Hey, look at you, dude.
Hey, I've always said this is the best FM talk show in this time slot, but I got to admit, I'm pissed off because I don't get to listen every day, and when I tune in, and I'm pumped.
Right.
I found out this Brian Whitman called in sick or isn't coming in.
Right.
And I feel disrespected.
Oh, so you feel disenfranchised?
Yeah, like this guy doesn't care about his, you know, hardcore fans here.
All right.
So
well,
I think he should. He needs to call in right now within the next 30 minutes and apologize to his fans.
Well, yeah, maybe we'll see if we can do that. Jerry, can you see if you can get Whitman on the phone and to apologize to this man personally? Hold on one second, all right, Gabriel?
Okay.
All right, we'll have him apologize to you personally. And by the way, will that make things better?
It's a start.
Okay, it's a start to healing, right?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. All right, let's talk to a Shaw in Costa Mesa. You're on 97.1.
What's going on, Timmy?
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good, man. Hey, I love both shows, both the morning and you guys' show.
Ah,
but you know
thank
what it
you,
is?
Sir.
Yeah, absolutely. Frosty has been getting picked on for so many years. Now he has a chance to pick on someone else. And he's squeezing every little bit out of it. That's okay. What's really going on.
Okay. All right. Maybe that's possible. He's tired of taking it, and now he's lashing out.
True, but the whole thing with Whitman not showing up, I can't believe it. You should stand up and fight Frosty because Frosty is not really an opponent.
All right. Excellent. Peace. Well put, Shaw. We appreciate the call. All right. Let's talk to Gabriel, we already talked to him. How about Otis on the 10 freeway? You're on 97.1.
Hey, Timmy, big stud.
Hey, look at you.
Hey, man, I think Brian Whitman called in tonight. And he may have a secret rendezvous with Frosty right now.
Wouldn't that be interesting?
Yeah, maybe down at the Grove or Farmer's Market or somewhere.
All right. That would be very interesting. Jerry, did you get a hold of Brian Whitman?
I tried to, but he didn't. I didn't get an answer. I just kept ringing and ringing.
Okay. All right. So we apologize, but Whitman will be back on Monday. All right, gang. When we come back at 9 o'clock, your favorite joke, and if you have the best joke of the night, we got two prizes here. A pair of VIP tickets to see Los Angeles Avengers take on John Bon Jovi's team. Look at that. The Philadelphia Soul next Thursday. And we're going to be at the game as well. Watch the game from the VIP suite. Oh, wait. These are tickets to watch the game at the VIP suite with us. These are pretty important tickets. Look at that. As we broadcast live from the Staples Center, go to the Avengers, LAAvengers.com for all your latest info. So we're going to give two pairs of tickets, VIP tickets, to sit with myself, Brian Whitman, Jerry Wyschowski. I think Randy Wang will be there. I know Gina Grad will be there. And she always dresses up for the event. She wears her nicest slacks and shows up at these deals. But if you want to win two VIP tickets to the Staples Center to watch the Avengers take on the Philadelphia Soul, all you have to do is have a great joke. Two great jokes for two sets of passes. How do you beat that? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Stay tuned for Letterman's top 10 list. I heard it last night. It's very funny. And then news with Robin, and then jokes. Here we go. It's Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM.